Well, it's an eye-grabbing headline, 3,200 miners trapped underground in South Africa. It happened on Wednesday when a broken water pipe caused a series of events that trapped the gold miners more than a mile underground. An all-night operation has been underway, and all of this morning, about half of the exhausted, hungry miners have now been rescued.
Now, the first men were removed from the mine about 19 hours after they were trapped, and only 75 to 100 at a time could be hoisted out in a small reconfigured elevator. The rest of the men are expected to be hauled out of the mine today.
The story got our attention in part because of just the sheer magnitude of it. I mean, the idea that there are 3,200 workers underground, some of them almost 2 miles down there in this giant mine.
Well, the world's largest gold deposit lies to the southwest from Johannesburg. But now, according to the BBC, the reserves near the surface, well, they've been exhausted, and the mining companies have had to go deeper to get to the ore. So far, there have been no reports of injuries or fatalities. Here's the CEO of Harmony Gold Mining Company, Graham Briggs, owner and operator of the mine we're talking about. He spoke to CNN.
It's really a nice sight to see people come out from underground. It's always nice when you come out from underground, I think, on your shift, but these guys are especially happy today. They weren't in personal danger all the time, but it's still nice to get people out from underground.
While things are looking up for the miners, they cannot exactly be stoked about what's going on. Some of them have been down in the mine since their shifts began Tuesday, and they've gone without food or water.
Now, mine safety has been a big issue here in the States recently. Just yesterday in Washington, D.C., the House Education and Labor Committee held hearings on new mine safety laws in the wake of Utah's Crandall Canyon mine collapse.
Yeah, Wendy Black, whose husband Dale Black was one of the workers killed in a second collapse there, during the rescue effort, she spoke yesterday at the hearings.
Wendy Black's husband, Dale Black, was one of the rescuers trapped in the second collapse of the mine.
MSHA has one job, Mine Safety and Health Administration. It would have taken just one MSHA official or one official from the company doing his job to have saved my husband's life. Which one of them wasn't doing their job?
The House committee hearing was the second this week as U.S. lawmakers consider those new mine safety laws.
That is today's BPP Big Story. Now let's get the rest of the news from Rachel Martin.